And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 16th of May, 2007. It's the birthday of William Seward, born in Florida, New York, 1801. He was the most widely known and respected Republican politician in the country, a former New York governor and senator, considered a shoo-in for the Republican nomination in 1860. But at the nominating convention in Chicago, he was outflanked by an Illinois lawyer named Abraham Lincoln because Seward was seen as too extreme in his opposition to slavery. Seward had very little respect for Lincoln, so when Lincoln was elected and he asked Seward to serve as Secretary of State, Seward assumed that Lincoln would be unprepared, he'd be easy to control. But when the Confederates blockaded Fort Sumter, Seward advised Lincoln to back down and avoid the war. Lincoln did the opposite. Seward wrote him an angry memo calling him a fool, expected Lincoln to fire him, and instead Lincoln forgave him. Seward wrote to his wife, "Lincoln's magnanimity is almost superhuman. The president is the best of us." And he quickly became Lincoln's most trusted advisor and friend. It's the birthday of Studs Terkel, born Louis Terkel in the Bronx, New York, 1912, moved with his family to Chicago when he was just a boy. His mother managed a hotel in the Loop, and Terkel got to know the factory workers who stayed there. He stayed up late at night listening to their stories. Became an actor in the 30s. He played gangsters on radio shows. Went on to do a show called Studs Place in the early years of television. And then in the 1960s, he started interviewing ordinary people for a book called Division Street, and then a whole series of books of interviews of ordinary people, Working and the Good War and Race, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and Hope Dies Last, which came out a few years ago. It was on this day in 1763, James Boswell, 23 years old, was sitting in a bookshop in London when Samuel Johnson, who Boswell had hoped to meet, walked in, and Boswell got very nervous. They got into an argument about a man they both knew. The meeting ended poorly, but Boswell went to a party at Johnson's house a few weeks later. After the party was over, Johnson asked him to stay a little bit longer to talk. They became close friends, and Boswell started to take the notes that would wind up as his biography, The Life of Samuel Johnson, which came out after Johnson's death. Samuel Johnson's writings went out of print, but Boswell's book stayed in print through the 19th century and through our own time. It's a book about Johnson that's more interesting to us today than the books that Johnson himself wrote, considered one of the greatest biographies of all time. Here's a poem for today by Alice N. Persons, entitled Stealing Lilacs. A guaranteed miracle. It happens for 2 weeks each May, this bounty of riches, where McMansion, trailer, the humblest driveway, burst with color, pale lavender, purple, darker plum, and glorious scent. This morning, a battered station wagon drew up on my street, and a very fat woman got out and started tearing branches from my neighbor's tall, old lilac, grabbing, snapping stems, heaving armloads of purple sprays into her beater. A tangle of kids' arms and legs writhed in the car. I almost opened the screen door to say something, but couldn't begrudge her theft or the impulse to steal such beauty. Just this once, there is enough for everyone. Stealing Lilacs by Alice N. Persons from her collection Never Say Never, published by Moonpie Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.